From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pakistan's army says troops have moved into South Waziristan to confront the Taliban militancy that has rained terror down on Pakistan, killing more than 150 people in a series of attacks in the last 2 weeks. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Following a months-long buildup of troops that encircled South Waziristan, large contingents of Pakistani ground forces pressed their offensive from three directions after midnight. A torrent of militant attacks on police and army installations the past 10 days contributed to a sense of urgency that the nation needed to act. South Waziristan is the main base for the Pakistani Taliban and their associates in Al-Qaeda. The operation unfolding there is the army's most ambitious bid yet to dislodge the insurgency. The Massoud and Wazir tribes of South Waziristan are renowned fighters who have jealously guarded their homeland over the ages against any incursion. Tens of thousands of civilians have already fled South Waziristan in recent months as the offensive grew more imminent. The United Nations says that thousands more have streamed from the area in the last few days. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The U.S. death toll in neighboring Afghanistan is rising. It's now up to 28 after three more troops were killed yesterday in separate bomb attacks in eastern and southern Afghanistan. Confronted with a surge in militant attacks, President Obama is considering commanders' request to send tens of thousands more American troops to Afghanistan. With Taliban violence on the rise, the Afghan leadership is in a political standstill. President Hamid Karzai is waiting to hear the results of an investigation into alleged fraud from the recent presidential election. Findings could force Karzai into a runoff with his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah. President Obama today turned up the heat on the health insurance industry, accusing it of filling the airwaves with deceptive ads on health overhaul plans. NPR's Carol Van Dam has details.
The industry recently released a study claiming a Senate health bill would raise premiums for millions of Americans who already have health coverage. President Obama said in his weekly address, that's typical of an industry that's played this game before.
Every time we get close to passing reform, the insurance companies produce these phony studies as a prescription and say, take one of these and call us in a decade. Well, not this time.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, in the GOP response, says the overhaul plans making their way through Congress will mean less choice for consumers.
The massive health care plans being crafted behind closed doors in Washington will ultimately allow the government to decide what doctors we can see, what treatments the government thinks you deserve, and what medicines you can receive.
Democrats in both chambers hope to pass health overhaul bills in the coming weeks, which will later have to be merged into one. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. A suicide bomber blew up a truck on a key bridge in Iraq today, but authorities say there were no civilian or security casualties. The bridge is on a highway heavily used by U.S. forces to transport heavy equipment. It also connects Iraq to Syria and Jordan. Iraqi authorities are reporting bombings and shootings in other parts of the country that they say killed at least 9 people this weekend. The Canadian government is asking the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to weaken rules that reduce air pollution around the Great Lakes. Anita Elash reports.
The EPA has proposed tough new measures to cut air pollution and reduce health problems by forcing freighters crossing the Great Lakes to stop burning dirty bunker fuel, which emits a significant amount of sulfur. But the Canadian Embassy in Washington has asked the EPA to weaken the measures, arguing the change would be too expensive and could harm trade between Canada and the United States. It's an unusual position since the EPA measures would also improve air quality on the Canadian side of the border. The Canadian government wants ships to continue using the high-polluting fuel and to install smokestack scrubbers to clean up their emissions instead. That would delay the clean air measure for years, since the technology for scrubbers does not yet exist. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
After suffering through 2 typhoons since late last month, the Philippines is preparing for yet another big storm. Typhoon Lupit has wind gusts of more than 100 miles per hour. Officials say Lupit could still be days away and may change course. Still, police have begun evacuating residents in parts of the northern Philippines recently devastated by heavy floods and landslides. This is NPR.